Okay, so B'siyata D'Shmaya, we're going to begin our weekly Shir in Sicha Saran class trip with Rabbi Nachman. With abundance out of D'Shmaya, Hashem's assistance and presence, giving us the ability to delve deeply into Rabbi Nachman's approach to Avodas Hashem, one piece at a time, even though like we've been discussing and we've experienced that they're not in any specific order, but slowly but surely, little sparks of light together form to create a gigantic torch that will illuminate Be'ezer Hashem, our ups and our downs, and the entirety of our Yiddishkeit and our engagement with Avodas Hashem. All b'siyata d'shmaya, and Be'ezer Hashem, this year should be a schus for the refuah shleima of a very close Rabbi of mine who's in need of rachmei shamayim, Rev Elio David ben Masha. Be'ezer Hashem should have a speedy and complete refuah shleima b'karv mamish. Okay, so last week we began at the end of the shir, which is really supposed to be the whole shir, but we still had some extra material left over from the previous shir in Zichzeran Dalin. So we started talking about this inyan of Rabbi Nachman's approach to emuna by way of tmimus upshita, simplicity without philosophy. We talked about the limit of philosophical speculation that begins with one's own mind and one's own perception and experience. And we described that Rabbi Nachman tells us that even though a philosopher can come to that understanding of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's existence, he can come to the rational understanding of there having been a first cause. We quoted the words or the terminology of Aristotle, the unmoved mover, that first cause from which everything else came. Rabbi Nachman told us in Chaim Aran that one mitzvah, even the deepest, biggest philosopher, couldn't come up with one mitzvah. And even the Rambam Schus Yagun Aleinu, that Rabbi Nachman spoke about his ta'ameh ha-mitzvahs. We didn't really have time to get into it, and now we certainly don't, because we have a lot to do to move into the next phase of it. But that Rabbi Nachman said that the Rambam's ta'ameh ha-mitzvahs that are all al-pi pshat, that are all simple, that are all aimed in the direction of our own improvement, our own human completion, our own tikkun, how that's really a connection to the general mahalach of the philosopher's idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even though there is revelation in the Rambam scheme, and the Rambam's the biggest maimon of all maminim, and the biggest baki in Tarash B'Ksav, Tarash B'Alpeh, that me Moshe ad Moshe, there was Lekam K'Moshe. But at the end of the day, there's a certain approach. This is pre-Zohar, and the Rambam didn't have access to the Zohar HaKadosh. Otherwise, everything would have been very different. Like we see in the Ramban, who did have access to the Zohar, whose Tamei HaMitzvahs, even though they are very much aligned in a certain way with the Alpi Pshat of the Rambam, but the Ramban is always bringing extra levels. The Ramban is always bringing different layers. And although there's some layer that's Alpi Pshat, certainly, but there's always deeper layers of Sod and Remez. And in the Rambam's Tamei HaMitzvahs, it's associated with this concept of the removed God that's silent, that can't be impacted, that can't be moved, that lacks nothing, it really needs nothing of us, but it's all for us, it's all for our completion, it's all for us. And in that way, we're commanded upon, right? And the mitzvahs are commanded upon us so that we should come to our own shleimus to be able to be matim with ethics and morality, v'chule, to bring us into the Adam HaShalem, which is also, Musar really branched out from that approach as well. But in Chassidus and Pnimis HaTorah, in the Ramban, in the Bechina of the Kabbalistic understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's stake in creation, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes the most impacted mover. Ein Echanami, he moves us. That's his Yerusid Le'ela, the Bechina of Shabbos Kodesh. But Yom Tiv is that we have a say, that we can stand up and we can do something. If I could ask, really, to ask in the nicest way, that Isha Mamish, if you could move, the Yid is speaking, could move to somewhere else, I apologize. Mamish in the sweetest way, just ask him, don't tell him. Right? That I don't hear him anymore. Seder, yeah. So in the aspect of Yontiv, that there should be this Bechina, that Am Yisrael can stand up. And in the Kabbalistic understanding of Kodesh Baruch Hu and Shechina, and this ability that Am Yisrael has to really stand up and to do something unbelievable for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kodiyachal. No, he doesn't need anything. Yes, he's Shalim B'Kolman Yishleimus, but within that system, we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us here to be able to help him Kodiyachal. In Melech B'lo Am, we start to get into some discussion where in some way, in accordance with what he wanted it, with regard to creation, we do indeed have a lot to be able to give to him and to make tikkunim and rectifications and to reveal a Kadosh Baruch Hu dir b'tachtonim, something that conceivably he couldn't have done without us. Of course he could have done it without us. And of course, ultimately, it's all for us. But still, along the way, the Kabbalistic understanding of the mitzvahs and the ta'amim that are given, even though we understand that they're infinitely deeper than the mind's ability to grasp, but it's much more in the way of a reciprocal relationship where he's giving to us, we're we're able to give to him. He is able to be impacted. He does have nachas ruach from us. And it's a whole different approach in the sense of where our role falls with regard to the mitzvahs. And we learned this lashon, and we'll begin from the beginning of Sichas Ran Hey, and then we'll move a little bit further, and we have a lot to do with Siyata Deshmaya. Ha'yemegana ma'oid es sifra ha'machakram ha'philosophim. We'll begin Ois Hey from the beginning again. The Rabbi Nachman spoke disparagingly about the Sefer, the Sfarim of the Machakrim and the Philosophim and the philosophers. This aspect of being disgusted, he was very disgusted by the Amar Shein Sham Klal Seichel Gamur. And this is a terminology we began to focus on last time. This Bechina of Seichel Gamur, of complete and total knowledge that we talked about even in previous Sichas, when we talked about Tachlis HaYidia Shaloi Neida, that you can get to Yidia if you're in your own ego. But the Tachlis HaYidia is Ashaloi Neida. That's the aspect of revelation. That's something that's gifted to you from a higher realm beyond your own mind's ability to grasp on its own, where we need to open ourselves up, like Aristotle needs to open up to the mitzvah of Tefillin, right? Even though he can come up in his own mind with our conception of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not a God that gifts you something. It's not a God that has a relationship with you. It's not a God that's speaking to you and every word of Torah and that's giving you an ability to connect to him and to help him, kiviyachal, and to partner with him in creation. That kind of God, it's not, right? And so, Ein sham seichel gamur. There's seichel, but it's not seichel gamur. Kama sheish be'ezem maimer marsha. Maimer am shif. We discussed last time that we'll say a little bit why he brought dafka. These two were big mekubalim. The Marsha was a big mekubal. The Maram Shif is big mekubal. And both wrote Sfarim on Kabbalah and the Marsha many, many times. Even though he doesn't use the Kabbalistic terminology, but still, in many different agadic portions of the Marsha, you can see that he's going al derech and kubalim very, very much. And the Marsha, it's Yadua had Kabbalah. The Maram Shif, Yadua had Kabbalah. So I don't know if he's speaking about the Mamarim of the Marsha that are in Pshat, right, that are in Tarsh Valpeh. Maybe he's talking about the Kabbalistic writings of the Marsha. I don't know. But al kopanim, these tzaddikim that were connected to the revelation, right? Das, that's not simply what we're able to understand with our own mind and what us humans can come to, what we do know about Hashem, what we don't know about Hashem, but Kabbalah that was completely and entirely founded upon revelation. Eliyahu HaNavi coming to the tzaddikim, revealing to them sodos, the magidim, the magid that came to the Beis Yosef, and throughout history, nothing that Arizal said was from his own das. The person reached, the tzaddik reached a level of we're going to learn Yerushalayim. We're going to talk about Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim of Bittul, Mamish Bittul, that he accessed levels because of his own ego, getting his own ego out of the way, which by the philosophers is the opposite. It's all about what the human mind can grasp, and only what I can grasp I can believe in, and anything that I can't grasp I can't believe in. And it's all about the intellect and what I myself, not myself, but right from their perspective, what they can achieve. By that result, it's mamish the hepet. It's the exact opposite. It's the complete aspect of getting the ego totally and entirely out of the way, so that we can come to the place of revelation, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to fill us. Right, and that's seichel gamur. Sheish bam amkus v'seichel niflov nanim oid. It's otherworldly brilliance. It's not this worldly. You know, yeah. It's, you know, we can come up with a pshat how this one fits with that one, and make things work out in a nice pshatel. Right. This is seichel gamur. It's something completely and entirely different. Mashu mamish miyuchad. And that was what we spent most of the time last week's shir talking about, the distinction and the difference between Seichel Gamur and Seichel She'ena Gamur, Ta'amim of the mitzvahs that are founded upon revelation, as opposed to Ta'amim of the mitzvahs that are founded upon Pshat, that are associated with a God that we cannot impact, that we're not in a reciprocal relationship with, and therefore it's a completely different experience of Yiddishkeit than the one that the Baal Shem HaKadosh and that the Zohar rooted all the way in this tradition throughout our history, that was slowly but surely revealed until Rabbi Nachman was the final shlav, or at least that's what he said about himself, that after him there's no new neshamas, and this was the last giloy to be able to bring to us this kind of Yiddishkeit, where mamash were not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our God, and not even that he's our king, or even that he's our father, but mamash our best friend, our lover, our beloved, Shir Shirim. That's the das of Mashiach, Umullah is Deil, the das is Hashem, Kamayim Liyam Chasim. Okay. So that's what we focused on last time, and over here we're finishing off what we started last time. Avla seichel sheyish b'tarasinu hakadosh lahavdil ein sham klal klal. We don't have such a thing when it comes to our Torah. We don't have this kind of philosophizing, and in the philosophy svarim, we don't have this kind of seichel. That's otherworldly, mamish otherworldly. That has nothing to do with our own das adarabah. Of course, we understand it with our das, and it makes perfect sense. But it's something that we never could have come to on our own. Okay. Here we begin Shlav Beis, which talks about the sugya of Yerushalayim, and B'siyata D'Shamayim, we have a lot to cover, we should be zeichet to get to it. Va'amar Rabbi Nachman says, Ashrei mi she'ein yodea klal b'sifreihem. Fortunate is the person that does not know anything from those svarim. Rak hoylich b'tmimos, but he goes with simplicity. V'yesh le'yiras ha'oynesh, and he has simple yiras ha'oynesh, fear of being punished, even though the svarim HaKadoshim tell us that on a certain level it's the lowliest aspect of yira. We're going to talk about three levels of yira. But fortunate is the one that's a tamim. And that goes with a simple yira that I don't need to be mevakish gedolos. But I just go with this very, very simple level of engaging with Yiddishkeit, where I believe that if I do the wrong thing, so then there's einish, then there's schar and einish. Ki ikra avoyde betchila hu rak machmas yiras einish. Rabbi Nachman says betchila, the beginning, is to mamish work on yiras einish, just on yiras einish. Ubeli yiras einish, without this simple, even though it seems simple, klape, the higher levels of yira that we're going to talk about. But it's really not so easy at all. We're going to learn from the Vitebsker and Priya Arts. It's not so easy to get to real Yiras Ha'Einish, where it's going to be so entirely real to you that it's going to prevent you from acting. That's already a very high level. E.F. Shalahaschel Klal B'Avodas Hashem, Rabbi Nachman says, without this, we cannot take one step in our Avodas Hashem. And Rabbi Nachman continues, "Avilu tzaddikim srichim gam ken yira." Even the tzaddikim that reach very lofty levels of dechilu rechimu, of love and awe and love, but he says they need yira as well. Ki oyv de me'ahava, those that serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu out of pure love, hey mu'atim ma'oid ma'oid. It is a very high level. We all speak about it, and we all strive for it, and it's good to strive for it. But it's a very high darga for somebody to come to such love of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that from love alone, it's going to be able to take to prevent a person from sur meira. That's a very hard thing. The ikur hu yiras ha'einish, and the foundation of our Yiddishkeit is belief in schar and einish, that let's work on that. Ki yira ila, because a higher level of yira, we're going to learn that this is the highest level of yira, begin to yu rav v'shalit, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rav v'shalit, that He is the master of the universe, and that therefore doing a chet is going to get in the way of that. Haynu yiras ha'roimimus, Rabbi Nachman says that this is yiras ha'roimimus, we're going to have to be mevar in the Kedushas Levi and the Tanya, exactly whether they all agree on the definitions for yiras ha'roimimus, yiras chet, yiras ha'einish, we're going to get into that. Certainly the Mesilas Yesharim is not that way, we're going to see, that's our first source. Lav kol adam zoiche, but al kopanim, not every person is zoiche to such a level of yira. Aval ikra avoyde hu rak ayde yiras ha'einish, etal roiv b'nei adam, by most people, simply yiras ha'einish, that's the ikra kind of yira. Umishalayim and chas v'shalom b'sifrei machakrama philosophim. But when a person is learning all of these svarim, and his faith is depending on that, so nichnas believe by sveikas ukfiras. So it's going to enter into his heart all kinds of sveikas, because al kalpanim, reading in these books of philosophy that they also believed in a God, right? Because who's the shaita to not believe in a God, right? When we're reading and we see Al-Kapanim, they do believe in a being. And like the Rambam says, much of the foundations of our faith with regard to how we view HaKadosh Baruch Hu classically, very much is mantim with that faith. But all of a sudden, I'm able to find a justification not to keep the Torah, because the Torah ultimately is going to rely on revelation, is going to rely on the belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down and gifted us with a book. That's something that Aristotle had no asaga, but the Rambam did, right? But still, once I find a Pesach out to say, okay, the foundation of my life, I'm still going to go ahead and believe in a God, in a first cause, because that's the rational, logical thing that every person would be a fool not to believe in. We're surrounded by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything around us, right, is a Kadosh Baruch Hu is communicating with us. But to believe in revelation, that's mechayiv me, that all of a sudden I'm not able to act however I feel that I want to act, and all of a sudden there are mitzvahs and there are averus that I have to do, that I have to stay away from. Welcome, thank you so much for coming. Thanks for coming, Ellie. Right? So such a thing can gift a person, if he wants to be gifted with this, if he sees it as being a gift, with a way out, and that could be machnis into somebody's heart, sveikas and kfiras that we're talking about. Ki kol adam noile, says Rabbi Nachman, every person is born in rishus. Every person is born with a little bit of rishus, with a little bit of a yitzahara. And mamash, we're born with it. Not just that when a person becomes bar mitzvah, he gets a yitzhar tov. But the pesachatas reivet, at the very beginning of birth, mamash at the beginning, So a person is born. Thank you so much for coming. A person is born with that. A person is born with that. And therefore, every person has in his heart a little bit of this rishus, a little bit of this yetzer hara. It's of course not essential. It's of course only, Rav Yoel, if it's possible to ask the chevra to just a little bit. Now they're gone. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Right, so right, so a person has these taivas, and a person has, and again, it's not essential; it's not who he is, but he has a little bit of it in him. But a person that believes in revelation for revelation's sake, and a person is absolutely living with this consciousness of yirsa oynish, that there's schar and that there's oynish, and that the mitzvahs were given to us to keep sur meirav asetayv, and Hashem is real enough to you. Again, without getting into the deeper of what Hashem is, we're going to discuss that, and that's important. But the bedrock has to be that we believe in the Torah. That's the first thing, right? Is that we believe that the Torah was given to us by a HaKadosh Baruch Hu who cares. And that there's a system of schar and einish. V'nichnas b'darchi Hashem, and he begins to walk in the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he believes in this. And he believes that the Torah is important. It's important to keep, and it matters. But if a person's whole faith is founded upon his study of those Sfarim, that again, talk about the bottom to top understanding of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, as opposed to the top to bottom, where it's revelation that stands at the core of our faith. So then he'll always find some way to be able to gift himself with a doorway out of Torah and Mitzvahs, Chas v'Shalom, Shem Siyua L'Rishos Shaloi, that will support and that will justify his Taivas inside, Sheyish B'Bitivai, Yalkein, right? And therefore he's going to use it as a justification for his own desires to be able to do all the Averis in the world, to be able to be over on all the Mitzvahs in the Torah. Because again, he can justify with himself to say, listen, I still believe in God, but it's a much more sophisticated understanding of God. And we don't need to believe in fairy tales to believe in God. We believe in a first cause. We believe that you know, we can even have, you know, Spinoza, other, you know, pantheism, or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is Mamalik Kol Alma, and he fills everything, and this world is God, and we can get all spiritual with it. But Torah and Mitzvahs, anything that's asked of us all of a sudden, that's we can find the justification to say that's childish, or that's antiquated, or that's an ancient belief, but it's not modern day. And this right, or whatever it is, but this provides us with a justification for it. And here Ibn Achman says like a very strong line. V'alkein, he says, therefore, ein anu moitzim klal, we have never found, sheyia eza adam nasa ish kasher v'yari Hashem ayidei sifra mechakra. We don't find that a person became a yari shemayim through studying philosophy. Could be he became an intellectual person. He became a person that even a Shomer Torah and Mitzvahs, maybe. A person who's engaged. I'm curious, he's talking about secular philosophy. But even within the philosophy of Avodas Hashem. But there's something called Yiras Shamayim that has nothing to do with your intellect. That has nothing to do with your intellectual understanding that we should fear God. It's something else. That it's Yiras Shamayim that's bound with Emunah. That Emunah and Yira are one. And then it's an Emunah that's deep-seated. That doesn't start with my mind. It might express itself through my mind. But it's essential. It's the core of my being. That's what I was talking with one of the Yidden afterwards, the Baruch Hashem. You guys only had half of the conversation, but we talked for a long time afterwards. And this, it came down to this Ikra Nakuda. It's that, yes, it might be valid, and for many people it is valid, to be able to engage with the Baruch Hashem through their intellectual philosophizing and speculation. But the question is, are we able then, after all the philosophical speculation, and we come to the realization that Yiddishkeit is true, that Hashem is real, and that the Torah is real, is that then retrospectively shining a light on the fact that my deepest core essence believes whether or not my mind believes in it? Because that's what Yiddishkeit wants from us. And that's what, in Emunah, we believe that we don't simply believe because, even because it was gifted to us throughout the generations, and this is what our parents told us, even that not. And even that is a nice level of simple faith, Emunah Pshuta. But certainly not because it's something that I went into and I chewed over, and it makes sense, that it rationally makes sense to me. But it's because at the very core of my essence, I'm rooted in Emunah. I'm rooted in the Shechina, in Malchus. The Malchus, this place from which all of Am Yisrael derives, the Malchus is the collective soul of the Jewish nation, is synonymous with Yira, Because we find that the Mishnah in Avos tells us, Il mole moira'a shel malchus, if not for the fear of the government, each person would swallow up his friend. It's a good thing that we have government and fear of government. But al-kapanim, we see in the Lashon that Yira and Malchus are connected. Moira'a shel malchus. Yira is connected to Malchus. That Malchus spiritually is the root soul of all of Am Yisrael. And Malchus is also connected to Emuna. Malchus is like the Levana. Les lemegarmei klum. Malchus is the Nekeva. It's the recipient. Emuna means that it's not something that's coming from my mind or something that I have, Adarab. It's coming from the realization that I know nothing. And that's where faith begins, to open myself up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So yes, if a person needs it, in a chanami, a person, and a person should. Dam hashatash v'lapikar, Rav Nachman says in Samach Beis, based on that Mishnah, that every person has a chiv, to be mechade the seichel, to know what to answer, to know the foundations of our faith in accordance with what the mind's ability is to understand. But that's not the essence. And that at the essence is, I'm a Jew no matter what, no matter what, no matter what. That even if at some point over my journey, it comes to my mind that, you know what, Yiddishkeit is not so rational. And chas v'shalom, that a person should leave the path because his whole Yiddishkeit was based on his own mind's understanding. But 30, 40, 50 years down the line, if I should ever be in a situation where somebody puts a gun to my head and says, even though I was machal 1,000, not me, but a person was machal 1,000 shabbosim. But a person puts a gun to my head and says, Mom, just choose. I'll choose death 1,000 times over. This is what Titania says. And we saw this throughout our history, that there were simple Jews who on an intellectual level didn't believe anything. Bubamai says they spent their whole entire life fighting against. They were the apikaris that we had to try to answer. But all of a sudden, in one moment where there was a barak, or there was something like a lightning flash that revealed their deepest core essence, rooted in keser, keser malchus, keser melucha. So in that moment, nothing in the world could cause them to go ahead and to be over anything, because that's anachnu ma'amin b'nei ma'aminim, what the Tanya famously describes as ava mususeres, a hidden love that we have buried deep within us that sits at the core of our being. And that's the b'china of the ish kasher v'yoresh shamayim, something so beautiful. You know, we lost giants this week, I don't have to tell you. We lost giants. And each and every one of these tzaddikim, each in their own way, what they were. But one thing that really bound all of them together. And they were different, right? Rav Tversky was not the Rav Soloveitchik. They came from very different places. But one thing that you saw on their face, even if you never met them, even if you never spoke to them or learned anything about them, was a yira, was a bittul. And that bittul didn't come from a philosophical speculation of, now that rationally makes sense, so now I understand that. It was so much anivus, it was so much Torah, which is itself the sort of emuna, raza de emuna, the Zohar Kadosh calls the Torah. It was so much tefillah, it was so much ish kasher, yashrus, that had nothing to do with their own mind's ability to understand or not understand. Like I've said in the past, the Vilna Gaon had more kashas on Yiddishkeit than anybody else. But it was engaged with in such a way of Yiras Shamayim, Yiras Ha'Oinish, just simple. Yiras Chet, Yiras HaRoimimus. That it was something else. That it was something else. And Rabbi Nachman says a strong lesson here. We don't find that a person became an Ish Kasher of Yiras Shamayim. Again, you can find people that are both an Ish Kasher of Yiras Shamayim and also are engaging in philosophical speculation. But one does not bring to the other. One does not bring to the other. And again, we find that it says in those svarim certain good ethics and morals, and I could be a good person, and I could be even a believing person, it depends what you believe in, a spiritual person, depends how you define spirituality. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's hevel ki afsedim miruvim mischarim, because what they lose is greater than what they gain. Ki heim avalvulim dasa adam oy, because they distract and confuse a person tremendously. It was already recorded, a whole chapter on the iser to learn the svarim. And in Sichas Ram, like I mentioned in the previous year, we'll find many other teachings that are around this topic, each one of them providing a different facet. And we'll get to that. Va'amar and Rabbi Nachman said, Ashreinu, how fortunate are we? Shemoish Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom Bachar Lanu Chelek Toiv Ma'od. That Moish Rabbeinu gifted us with such a wonderful chelik and such a wonderful portion. V'nasan lanu asatayra. He gave us the Torah upasach ba, and he chose to begin it simply with the facts, with the emes. Bereishis bara Elokim and Sashemayim v'sa'aretz. B'lishim chakiris, without any introduction of why it's ra'ui to believe the words in this book. No. Bereshis bar lokim es hashamayim v'es ha'aretz. It is how it is, what it is. And you don't believe it because it makes sense to believe it. You believe it because you believe it. Because that's your essence. Because your neshama is rooted in one of the 600,000 letters of which this very book is composed. Because it is you and you are it. And that at the end of the day, the most real thing to you, on the deepest spiritual, sub-spiritual level, and that's what your essence is a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you're under the Kisei HaKavod, that He sits upon, and sitting upon means to rely on something, and He's Yoshev Tilis Yisrael, that He has a reciprocal relationship with you. That's what it means, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu sits on the Kisei HaKavod, that all neshamas of Am Yisrael are hewn, are etched out of the Kisei HaKavod, means that Hashem relies on us. That's what it means. The Kedushas Levi says in last week's parasha, that He sits on us. Yoshev Tilis Yisrael. That's the reciprocal relationship in which we are rooted at our deepest essence, that it's more real to us than any human relationship. It's more real to us than anything physical that we see around us. It's more real to us than any of our philosophical speculations that are rooted in the ultimately egotistical, and I don't mean egotistical as arrogance, but simply being a yesh, having an ego, having an identity, having a brain, having a mind that I understood. No, that's not where it's at. That's how far your emunah reaches. But it's experiential, not even in an emotional sense, but beyond emotion, beyond anything. Keser. The deepest root of your being is rooted in that place. Of panim al panim, dibur Hashem imachem by Har Sinai. That we experience that. And that the Svarim say, the Ma'arayanayim says that we shuckle. We have this on LPI. We shuckle because naturally a Jew shuckles when he learns. Why? Because we're still shaking. We're still shaking from that experience of hearing the Torah being given to us in our Sinai. And we're still flickering like a flame, Neralikim Nishmas Adam, deep inside of us that's flickering. That's who we are at our essence. And so he Moshe Rabbeinu, he chose for us Bacha lanu chelek toiv ma'oy. And asan lanu asat tayru pasach babarishis bar lekemes hashemayim b'lishem chakiras u'moifzim shalahem rak tzival inu laham b'ashem izbarach b'emun alavad. Simple faith, emun apshuta. Al kain, therefore, asur lanu likanis b'chakiras klal. Not because Rabbi Nachman was afraid that he was trying to protect against us, you know, or like information protection or some sort of propaganda. Agenda and only allowing us, you know, to receive our information from this source because he was afraid that we would get drawn astray, and they were so powerful. Rabbi Nachman says, "A waste of your time. It's much of a waste of your time because that's not who you are at the essence. And so, if you have 70 years, why should you spend half your day being busy in this kind of speculation when you can give yourself access to tzaddikim who, through the nullification of their ego and of their own mind's ability to comprehend, open themselves up to the deepest revelation that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself? And if you could choose." In your short amount of time, we should all live long and happy and healthy till 120, Beis Hashem. But if you could choose, so what you could choose? It's a waste of time. And so it's aser mitam bittel. And not just bittel tire, but bittel atzmi. Because it's redundant. Even though in certain places in the Zohar Kaddish, in the beginning of Bereshis, for example, the Zohar Kaddish speaks in a negative way about Yiras Ha'Einish, disparagingly. It's already brought on that. Terutzim, who the Zohar Kaddish was speaking about to, and what kind of Yira he was speaking about, but the truth is, Ikr Avodas Hashem, Yira Al Yidei Yiras Ha'Einish, even though it seems simple, but like we learned, HaChachma Gedoyla Shebachal HaChachma, says Li Lias Chacham Klal, that that's the deepest wisdom, and that's the deepest access to the inherent essence of the Jewish Neshama. So let's go a little bit into the Sugya of Yira. Beis Hashem, we'll start with the Mesilas Yesharim. It looks like a lot, but we're just going to go through it quickly. The Kedusha Slave is also a lot. And the Tanya, we have a lot of sources. Probably we'll continue with this next week based on how much or how little time we have left. But let's make a Haschala, and let's try to get into the conversation about Yiras Ha'Einish, Yiras Chet, Yiras Ha'Raimim. What are these levels of Yira? And are there any distinctions between the ways that the Tzaddikim thought about them that will illuminate for us even more than just those three years? Let's dive in together. Says the Heilige Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Chav Dalet, chapter 24. Yiras Ha'Einish. What does it mean, Yiras Ha'Einish, to fear punishment? Kipshuta, He says on a simple level, Sha'adam yari me'avaras pi Hashem alikav, that a person is worried to go ahead and transgress against the word or the commandment of a Kaddish Baruch, who is God, because he's worried to get punished. Asher la'averas, that we are told, and again, this is revelation, that we believe that there's punishment and that our actions matter. Imluguf, whether to the physical body, right, in the time of Sanhedrin, for example, Edim Nasra, or Lenefesh, Misa B'dei Shemayim, punishments in this world, punishments in the world to come. V'hin izos kalavadai. It says in Mesilas Yesharim that with regard, again, klapei the other levels of Yira, this is an easy level of Yira to get to, because he says at the core of it is, ki kol adam oyev es atzma. Bottom line is, we like ourselves, we try to stay away from things that are going to hurt us, that are going to pain us, that are going to damage us. It's a basic thing. And a person wants to make sure that he's not putting himself in a situation that's going to damage him. Bottom line is that any calculation in the world that's going to prevent me from doing something is not going to be as strong as the fear that I have from getting burnt by fire that's going to prevent me from touching the fire. Yira is the strongest motivator, bottom line. Now, it's strong for the moment. It's not strong for the duration of time. That's a big chilik between Ava and Yira. Yira is going to be strong enough if I see it in front of me. But Yira, we can't keep a person forever in Yira. Ultimately, it's going to slip away. It's going to slip away if a person has a counterforce that's strong enough. But over here, we see this unbelievable thing. That if we remind ourselves that there's going to be Einish, and there's going to be also be schar, but there's going to be einish, and it's real to us, and we make it real, and this is all based on our emunah, even though logically we can't really understand really why Kodesh Baruch is punishing us, like, it doesn't really make sense so much, but that there's einish in the world, and we're told that, and we believe that it's one of the 13 animamins, and we consider it no less scary, no less frightful than fire that we run away from, or a wild animal. That we shouldn't bring ra, something negative or evil or dangerous or harmful upon ourselves. He continues, this is a very simple level of yira. That's only right to those that aren't really being mamik and seichel. Historically, the women were less educated. That wasn't their role. Today, it's different. But this is not the yira of the chachamim, of the tzaddikim, of anshei das. Okay, Hamina Beis, the second level, who Yiras HaRoimimus. This is already called Yiras HaRoimimus, which is the fear of Romimus, of awesomeness. And this is that a person should stay away from Chatayim, from sins. Lo Yase, and he should not transgress, not because he's afraid of the punishment, but because of a Kaddish Baruch Hu's awesome honor and presence. Ki Eich Yakel. This is a higher level. Because over here, it's not simply that I believe that there's going to be punishment, but I have a hargasha. I have a perception of the greatness of a Kaddish Baruch Hu to the point that how could I bring myself to go ahead and to do something that a Kaddish Baruch Hu, with the knowledge of what he is, not that I'm afraid of the Einish, but I'm afraid of transgressing to get in the way of my connection with and perception of and my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That how could I do something negative? And he says, this yira that we're going to now explain, this is a third level of yira. Again, this is in the Ramchal. This is the Ramchal's take on Yiras HaRoimimus. We're going to see the Kedusha Slevi, the Tanya, and Basai, and other tzaddikim don't learn necessarily this exact way. But it's good to see how it's, you know, how it's set up over here in this sheet of the Ramchal. This is Yiras HaOinish, we understand. Yiras HaRoimimus, we understand not to go ahead and to do something, right? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is great kavod. And Yiras Chet is kamei chelik mi Yiras HaRoimimus zacharnu. It's like a portion, it's a kind of Yiras HaRoimimus. Ukamei min b'fnei atzme, but it's also like its own inyan. V'ayinu. Ki inin yanahu, the inyan of Yiras HaChet, where a person fears not the punishment and not and is not overwhelmed by the roimimus of Kadosh Baruch Hu, but he fears the act itself. What does this mean? Hu sheyia ha'adam yarei v'doyik tamen al ma'isav, that a person is constantly, constantly, and that's the point here, as he's going to discuss, constantly focusing and worrying over his actions. Maybe there's a little bit of chait that crept in some on some lowly level, on some basic level. That there's going to be some sort of davar katan agadol. So it sounds very similar, right? Because what's the chilek? But he says you should be able to see right away the deep connection should be in Yirazu, the Yirasaroy, and Moshe Zacharno. They almost sound exactly alike. Katachlis b'shnehem ishaloi lasas davar, not for the fear of punishment, but neged roim kvoidias baruch, because it's all about a Kodesh Baruch, and therefore a chait is something that I want to run away from, that I don't want to do, not because I'm afraid that I'm going to get punished, but because it's not in accordance with my obligation toward my perception of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's roimimus and awesomeness and godless. What's the difference? Sheva avurai techashiv kimin acher, that therefore causes us to consider it to be a different level. Ubashem acher tikari, and to call it by another name. Who is the following? Ki yiras haroimimus hu b'shas ha-maisa or b'shas ha-avoida. Yiras haroimimus is at the time of the chait, or at the time of the Yetzirah, that I hold back from doing something because I'm overwhelmed by the perception of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Raimimus, and how can I go ahead and do something that's negative, what the king himself wants in his throne room, that he's so real, that he so exists, and that Malay Chala Arts Kevoida, and his Kavod is Ein L'Shar Ve'Ein L'Tayr, it's Adin Shir Ve'Ein Tachlis. So how could I act that that's at the Shas Avoida Ibeperaka Avera? Da'inu Oy B'Shashu Oyminu Mispalo Oy Oyved at the time B'Shas Maisa Sha'oz Yevoish. Then he's embarrassed and he's so trembling and fearful and in awe really of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence. That's Asi Toiv. And also in Surah Mirah Lefanav, who makir bashu avera, he knows that this thing is an avera, which means to transgress. She yazim la'asaisa, this that he's withholding from doing this, lamanash lo yaseh davar, lamarois einik kvoy chas v'shalom, not to go ahead and to rebel against the you know, the presence of Hashem chas v'shalom. That's here Surah Mimus. But he says in Yud Beis, it should be Yud Beis Ach. Ach Yiras Hachet Hu B'chol Isav Chol Sham. Yiras Chet is not Yiras HaRoimimus, that all of a sudden you're overtaken by this awesome realization of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence. That's called Meitzitz Menacharaka. And the Ma'aranaim speaks about this many, many places, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the moment of an Avera will make a person feel like someone's watching him. We get this feeling. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu Meitzitz Menacharaka. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu watching you. And that's Yiras HaRoimimus that could overcome us and overwhelm us, Leprakim. But at some times we feel overwhelmed by Hashem's presence and the reality of him, right? And his presence in the moment, and so that's going to prevent us. That's not Yiras Chet. Yiras Chet is all the time. Not that he's standing right, you know, standing before either doing a chet or being over on a lav. But all the time, a person is in a state of Yiras Chet. You're not in a state of Yiras HaRoimimus. Yiras HaRoimimus is an event. It's not a process, right? It's not something that's continual. It's something that, boom, it's like a lightning bolt. It flashes upon you, and that's Yiras HaRoimimus. Again, according to the Ramcham. You're going to learn, Chassidus took it much deeper. But this is according to the Ramcham, right? But Yiras Chet is all the time, and that's the gether between the difference, or the distinction, or the chilek, between Yiras HaRoimimus and Yiras Chet, l'fid Ramchal. The Yasa Davar, Echatzi Davar, Shei Neged Kvod Shemai, Yizbarach, and that's the Indian of Yiras Chet, and the chilek between Yiras Chet, Yiras Oimus, and Yiras Oinish. What's that? What do you mean this week in the pamphlet they gave out? Okay, great. So we'll take a look at that. Yiras Chet according to who, though?
He was saying that you think that it's a level that it's like for kids or something. No, he said no. Even the biggest.
Yiras Chet or Yiras Oinish? Probably talking about Yiras Ha'Einish. Yiras Ha'Einish, right. Because Yiras Ha'Einish, Yiras Chaita, I don't think anybody says it for kids. Yiras Ha'Einish, people say, oh, you know, it's just very interesting. Okay, so we'll take a look at it. Bezer Hashem. Okay, so that's Ramchal. So very basically, again, Yiras Ha'Einish simply is fear of being punished, right? And that Ramchal says we can easily attain, because that's an experience we have. We get scared of things, and we withhold from doing things because we're scared of doing it. Why shouldn't we be scared, right, of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's punishment, right, and of the promise that there's Schar and Einish? And again, on that level, it requires Emunah, and that's why Rabbi Nachman wants us to begin with the most basic level. Even though, wait a second, let me learn a lot about a Kodesh Kadosh Baruch Hu's godless and about how he feels the whole world and deep things and Mamalikala Amen, Soivikala Amen, says Rabbi Nachman, that's very beautiful, but that's already in the Moichin. That's already, there's a level of ego there. In a certain crazy way, it's a higher level of Yira, but it still necessitates some level of ego, right? In order to get there. Yira Sa'ayinish is mamash nothing. It's just, I believe that I'm going to be punished, and that's where Rabbi Nachman wants to begin on the simplest level. He wants us to get to those higher levels of Yira that will eventually bring us to complete and utter bittul, as we'll learn from the Tanya, like unbelievable levels of bittul. We'll get there. But let's begin just with the simplest thing of faith. That's Yiras Ha'inish. Yiras Ha'raimamas, we learned, is that I don't want to go ahead and do a chet because I'm so aware of the great kavod of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that how could I go ahead and act out of line with what the king himself wants, that the king is present, and that he's real, that he's watching me, v'chule. And that's Yiras Ha'raimamas. The difference between Yiras Ha'raimamas and Yiras Chet is that Yiras Ha'raimamas appears at the moment, and Yiras Ha'chet is something that goes with a person all the time, that a person is a Yari Chet. We don't say that a person is a yare roi mamusai, right? But we do have a terminology of yare chet, right? Person is a yare chet, a yare shemayim. And that's the Ramchal's setup. Says the Ilga Kedusha Slavi Parshas Ekev, Hinei Metchila Naktim Inina Yedua. It's a much longer piece. It really could die to learn the rest of it also. Like all these pieces, we have to learn Kala Torah Kula, and there are thousands of other quotes that could have been brought. You know, it was hard to be mitzamtzem here to these pieces. I tried to take things that were integral just for the setup of learning the chilik between the different tzaddikim and to help us understand better what Yiras Ha'inush is in relation to Yiras Chet, Yiras Ha'raimimus. Says the Ilga Kedusha Vershusi Agunaleinu, Hinei Metchila Naktim in an ayadua. We're going to begin first with the well-known concept that sheyesh beis bechinas yira, that there are two levels of yira. Bechinas yira ila, something that's called in the Zohar Kadosh yira ila, a very elevated kind of fear or awe, ubechinas yira tata, and a lower bechina of yira. So here's an interesting thing, because the Kedushas Levi seems to be saying that there's two levels of Yira. The Ramchal spoke about three levels of Yira. Says the Ilga Berditchever, guess what? There are three levels of Yira, but the first level of Yira is so not a thing that it's not even included. What's that Yira? Yira Sa'inish. The Rebbe Nachman says that we should try to attain. Says the Berditchever, I'm starting light years ahead of that. It's not Bechlal. These two kinds of Yiras, Is Yira, says the Zohar, the Is Yira, there are two kinds of Yira. Yira Sa'inish doesn't start. That's what he says here. Bechin is Yira Tata, Bechin is Yira Schet. The level of lower fear or lower awe is the aspect of Yiras Chet. The Ein Zeh Bechinas Yiras Ha'Oinish Levad says the Berditchever, this Yiras Chet and this Yira Tata is not Yiras Ha'Oinish. Asher Gam Chusei Ha'Erech Yishlem Yiras Zeh, hopefully, that even lowly people or simple people have this Yira that's going to prevent them. And by the way, Chusei Erech doesn't sound like simple Jews. Simple Jews could be kosher people, could be tzaddikim. Chusei Erech means that there's a limit to even the simplest person. Like that I'm not going to do. Like that I'm not going to. Doesn't mean that he's a tzaddik, but it means that there's enough Yiras Chet in there, Yiras in there somewhere, that ultimately there's a gedder, there's a limit. That I won't do. This I'll do, that I won't do already, right? That's a Pchusei Erech, says the Berditchever, where we don't need that. That's not called Yiras Chet Bechlal. That's not the Is Yira, the Is Yira, Yira Tata, Yira Ila, Yira Sa'inish is not part of that. So what is Yiras Chet? What is the lower level of Yira that we're discussing? It's a level higher than this kind of fear, which is Yiras Ha'Oinish. The Rebbe Nachman says we dafka should try to attain. Not that I'm fearful to take the action, but I'm fearful of the action itself and what the consequences are. There's a very big difference between this and the Ramchal. The Ramchal, it's the inyan of, I'm afraid to do the action because God is real to me, and the chet is something that he does not want, and therefore, how could I bring myself to do something that's going to be disjointed right from the ratzon of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's real and present and watching me, and I'm in the throne room, I'm not going to go and rebel against the king. But over here, it's more than that. And over here, you can begin to see a little bit more of this reciprocal relationship, this approach where Yira is something that's built into us, and Muna is something that's built into us. This Bechina of Das Shalim, of revelation, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a relationship reciprocally with us, or that the reciprocity of that connection that we have with Him is that I want to be connected with Him and I don't want to be Nichras V'Nivdal. Not that I'm afraid of the Kari Shaboy that's a punishment, or that I'm afraid of Misi B'Dei Shamayim, that I'm not going to be in this world anymore, and what that means. But I'm simply afraid to do something that's going to get in the way of me and him. And that means yiras chet is not that I'm afraid to take the action, but I'm afraid of what the consequence of the action will be in relation to my relationship with the master of the world. That's yiras chet. To a higher level of yira. All I want is to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The root of this year in Aveya Mimikar Hisvainusai Vistakalusa Bigdula Sabayre Barahu. Ehu Ikr Visharsha the Kal Almin. This kind of year comes to a person when we know who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. How do we get to know who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? Not through the simple amuna that we have deep inside. That comes with learning. That comes with opening the svarim of the revelation. Opening svarim from the Zohar Kadosh to the Arizal, Chaim Vital, and the Ramchal, and the Rashash, v'chule, that brings us to an awareness of just who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and how He reveals Himself through the Seder Ashtal Shalos Memela. I understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and how it's so true that the Tzimtzum is only from our perspective, but really from Hashem's perspective. He's filling the world even within the system of the spheres. We're going to see the Tani says something else. That's Enoch Malvade Mamish, that's Bittel. We're going to get there. But that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we get to know Him. Da eselekei avicha. First you get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then va'abdeyu. Then you can serve Him properly. And so that's already utilizing the mind, utilizing what our minds can comprehend within the aspect of revelation that's recorded in the Sfarim of the Tzaddikim, who got their ego out of the way and opened their neshamas to become privy to those secrets from a world beyond. And we learn what all these things are and at what level they exist and what their function is. That even these beings are ka'ayin uka'efes negdai. Are completely ayin and efes. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gifting them with life each and every moment, filling them with vitality, vibrancy. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu would withhold that chiyas for 1 second. Everything would melt, everything would disappear, wouldn't exist. When a person has this deep contemplation and understanding, so then it will bring him to an awareness of, whoa, how lowly I am. So first begins with understanding with my own das, but the nature of what I am understanding with my das leads to a complete bitul das, leads to a complete awareness of tachlis ha'idea, asher loineda, which then the philosophy is the opposite. The more I understand, the more I understand, until I get to a point where I can't understand anymore. But still, I've gotten to that point because I've understood everything. B'meila, I've gotten to a level where there's nothing more to be understood. That's the humility of the philosophers, to say, we understood all there is to be, all there is to understand, and whatever there is to know, that we shall know one day. Right? Anything that can be known. But in Revelation, it's infinitely receding back into the one who is opening up a portal to the place of deeper understandings. Memela, the knowledge of the mystic, as opposed to the philosopher, right, if we're setting it up in that dichotomy, is that the more I know, not just that I have the humility of knowing that I've reached a level where I can't know more. Not that I can't know more, but there is more to learn. And I will know more because I continue to climb that ladder that doesn't end with the human limitation, but it's ki'ilu, not a ladder that I took from the ground and set up, but it's a rope that Yaakov Chevon Achlasa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dropped down to me, that I can keep on climbing infinitely. And the higher I go, the more humility I have, and the more that I'm able to proceed, and the more das that I'm able to attain, the more I realize that loy neda, and therefore that's the we talked about makif and pnim memela, that becomes a pnim. I get a new makif, and I keep on climbing higher and higher infinitely, because I do know that it's not my own understanding, and I'm being given the opportunity to climb this infinite ladder up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, up to the root that's infinite, that's Ein Sof, but at the same time it leads me to the understanding of my lowliness and of my bitul, and it's a never ending process. The das that I attain brings me to a bitul das, to a tachlis idea asher loy neida. Lias mimari de chushbana, to make a cheshbana eichshu rachik mehashem v'chule, and that will bring him to this level of yiras chet. Because shayeda inish benafshe, when a person understands this, azhu nivzeh v'nimas be'enav, but tachlis, he understands how lowly the physical flesh, what it is, a physical body klape, understanding the chayas and the srafim and ifanim, which you won't find in the rationalist, you know, approach to Yiddishkeit. We don't talk about what is it, because it's not something that we can understand. Aristotle couldn't have come to the understanding of Chayas Vayfani HaKadosh, saying Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's within the level and the realm of revelation. But once I know what that is, Memela, I'm able to understand what my own flesh and blood is, Klapehem, and Memela, that leads to a complete bittel, Anivus, Umizet, Tipel, Love, Aim of the Yira, Shalali Lavra, Ritzayne, Chas V'Shalom, because if I have an opportunity to connect to such a God, that's Memala, Kol Almin, V'Soyviv, Kol Almin, V'Les Asar Poni, Minei, and Les Machshava, Tfis, V'Klal, V'Chule, so Memela, that's not something I want to get in the way of. It's not the Ramchal's Yerashay, but it's not something I want to get in the way of. I'm afraid of the consequence of the chayv, not in the sense of the punishment that I'll get, which is Yerusha Oynish, the Kedushas Levi is not even speaking about Bechlal, it's not part of the system. But I'm afraid of the chayv in the sense of getting in the way between my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's called Yerus Chayv. Is that Nikri Yerus Chayv? Or Yer Tatan, Shu Yerus Chayv? Amnam, Bechinas Yer Ilah, the level of Yer Ilah, Hu Lamala Mimajre Gazu is higher than this level. Not simply the gedula that we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals His godless through the world, through the malachim, through the seraphim, certainly through the natural wonders of the world, everything that we're surrounded by, which is a gevalt, and from that we're able to understand, wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is godless. But this kind of esbonenus is in Hashem Himself, kibyach. The concept of infinity, the aspect of his soyviv kalam, and not his revelation in the world, but his atzmas beyond the world, and to really be misbonin in that, it's an enormous, enormous level of misboninus, to be able to contemplate that idea of infinity, and to be mamik, to meditate, to contemplate on these ideas. That brings a person to Yiras HaRoimimus, where a person is buttle. It's not a conscious decision that I make not to sin. It's beyond that. It's I can't sin if I wanted to. I'm pashit buttle before what that is in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu's Roimimus Hashem, right? And that comes again b'espoinunus v'stakos v'atzmus ha'boyri Baruch Hu eichshu ein soif pashit v'tachos ha'pshitos leis machshav ha'tfisabei v'lav de'islei mikol inim b'idus klal, like it says in Pasach Eliyahu. Even the midas that we describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as revealing Himself with, they don't exist within Him. He's completely indivisible and one and completely infinite. Far beyond the malachim, far beyond any seder, ashtalshalos, any sort of tzimtzum. Kein erich elav kanal. Right, with a tremendously strong iyun. It's not that there's a me, and that the me is deciding that I don't want to do anything to get in the way of my relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's no me. There's no me. There's nothing. Completely, or complete awareness of my neshama as representing a spark or a ray of the sun when held up to the sun itself. This person is the Arichet, and he's a Mar the Chushbana. He makes Cheshbana Nefesh. There's no Cheshbana Nefesh because there's no Nefesh. There's no Cheshbana Nefesh. The person is in a place of bittel. There's no Cheshbana that needs to be made because the Cheshbana is already in this world. There's no multiplicity. There's no disparity. It's Ein Sof. It's Ein Sof. This is the very high level of tzaddik. That how many tzaddikim were there like this, who lived their lives where they didn't even to make a cheshbon a nefesh was superfluous because they didn't take one step or one breath out of the ratzon Hashem, because how could they? Because there was no them. It was just HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Moshe Rabbeinu. Adami oid mikol adam. How many tzaddikim do we have like that? This is called Yira Ila. So it's interesting. The Yiras Chet that he says is not the Ramchal's Yiras Chet. And even in a certain way, the Yiras HaRoimimus is not the Ramchal's Yiras HaRoimimus. Because the Ramchal did have this aspect of being aware of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's covet, but that was still within this world. And even then, it didn't lead me to say, because of Hashem's covet, I want to have a relationship with Him, and maybe I don't want to take a chet that's gonna divide. It was simply, Kadosh Baruch Hu's covet is so great in this world, how could I go ahead and rebel against Him? It was different, you understand? So in that regard, it was the same, because the Hizbonenos was the same in the Shalshul Sa'olamas. The Hizbonenos was the same from Brias, from creations in this world, from the Malachim, from the Srafim, the Ifanim, but he took it in another direction. The Kedushas Levi doesn't have that Bechlah. He has that Hispoinenus of the Ramchal's Yiras HaRoimimus, but that is Yiras Chet, because that leads to me not wanting to get in the way of the relationship. But the Yiras HaRoimimus that the Kedushas Levi talks about is something that's far beyond the Ramchal's Yiras HaRoimimus. Far beyond the Ramchal's level of Yiras Chet, Yiras HaRoimimus, but in the Da'asik Bey, in the Deloy Asik Bey, makes no difference. a much, much, much higher level that comes from Hisboinonus Ba'atzmus, you know, in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's essence, which is an unbelievable level of bittul, to really be mamik one's mind in this awareness that Ein Oid Malvadeg, there's no reality. All there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. So there's no me, so I'm batal b'tachlis. And it takes years to work on this, but it takes Hisboinonus to set aside time. And Chabad are very strong in this. We're going to learn from the Tanya now already. Running into Mariv, maybe it's Kedai to start and Mamish go until, or we shouldn't even start, we should wait until next week, huh? Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll see from the Tanya, and the Tanya, we're not going to even compare to the Ramchal, because the Tanya is already, but the Tanya will compare to the Kedusha Slavi, and we'll see. I believe that they're very similar. I think both were ultimately Talmidim and the Magen Mizrich, so they both drew from the same source. But we're going to see that the way that the Baal Tanya expresses it is something completely out of this world, mamish, out of this world, different. And then Be'ez Hashem, after the Tanya, we're going to see a piece from the Bas Ayin that also talks about the two levels of Yira. We're going to see a piece from Rabbi Nachman going back to why Yira Sa'onish is important. We're going to see from the Heilige Priya Aretz also stressing why Yira Sa'onish is very important, as well as a piece from the Kuti Alachas that says that even within Yira Sa'onish, we have to be careful that it doesn't lead to Chas V'Shalom sadness or depression or disconnect from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's only supposed to bring us closer to Him and His love and His relationship and His loving arms and that reciprocal relationship of the Mammon as opposed to the philosopher of Tachlis idea Shalaneda of Bittel Atzmi, of the Bechina of deep-seated emuna and ahava mesuseres that sits at the deepest level and the core of what it means to be a Jew. Ashreinu chaver. Mamash ashreinu. Thank you so much.